Okay, go ahead. What is this?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Kevin?
Hi, this is Kevin White.
Okay, we're here. So we have a forum. We have four. We'll call this meeting to order at 6:39. Will everybody please rise to the Pledge of Allegiance? Pledge allegiance to the flag.
The flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands,
one
nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, Karen, can we have a roll call, please?
John Pawarek.
Here.
Sam Palastro.
Here.
Earl Robinson is excused. Jeffrey Bell.
Here.
Ray Bowers is excused. David
Reed. Here. Rita, the last day of the
excused. We have four members. He's not a member, though. So I don't call him. But we can acknowledge that the zoning enforcement officer, Kevin White, is here. Kevin,
yes.
Say
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Is town council there this evening?
Corporation council.
Yes, corporate council is here. Okay. Item number four, election of a chair. Do we have any nominations? Any nominations?
I'd like to nominate Sam Palastro.
We have a motion on the table. Do we have a second?
A second.
Second by Jeremy.
Yeah.
I mean, Jeffrey, sorry. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Not hearing any. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Oh. Thank you. We don't have this as a special meeting. We're supposed to adopt the meetings for.
That's down the bottom.
Down the bottom.
Actually, on the bottom.
Okay. I didn't see the three go back. All right. So I want to remind everybody before we begin tonight, we only have four voting members. You need four votes. So it's got to be a unanimous decision here tonight. Everybody has an opportunity to table this if they want to, when we have a full board of five members. So regardless if we have five or four, you need all four tonight. Application number five, or number five on the agenda, the applicant Scott McCoy and Lauren McCoy on One Pringle Avenue in Derby. The location of affected premises is the same, appealing the Derby Zone Board 195-11-E-6 to reduce the bulk size yard setback requirement from 16 feet to 10 feet for the purposes of building in addition to the existing building. Can you just state your name?
My name is Scott McCoy.
And your residence, please.
We reside at One Pringle Avenue.
Okay.
Basically, we're looking to build a 12-foot addition off the back of our house. Where the dwelling currently sits, it's going to impose on the side yard with the building setback line of 16 feet. It's going to impose about 6 feet, probably 5 to 6 feet. So we are getting a variance for that.
Okay, you have the blueprint here, correct?
Yes.
If you have it in with each and every one.
Yes.
You can't change the
You guys had an opportunity to look at it. This is my other, right?
That's the building plans that's on the site map.
John, do you have this in front of you? John?
Kevin?
I do not have it in front of me. But I know the property.
Anybody have any questions for the applicant? Anyone?
I would like to make a motion that we...
We're not there yet.
All right.
You're lot number 64 with the 1.21 acres?
No. 43A.
Oh, one right next door. Okay. So you're looking to go to the right of the property. Yeah, I got
yep.
it.
Okay. Yep.
You're looking to go to the right. You have enough to go left,
correct,
back. It's yes. A single family.
Yes.
And you could also build up.
No. Due to the roof line of the current house, in order to maintain occupancy of the dwelling while construction is being on, there's no way for us to go up. The way that the house is built, it's technically considered a bungalow, which means that the second floor has the very steep roof line. So in order for us to go up, we'd have to blow the roof off the property, which means that we would not be able to reside in the dwelling during construction. So the only way that we could, the only feasible way that it works is basically taking our house now the way it sits, and we're basically putting it 25 feet back, going back in the same direction as the house, maintaining the same wall on the right side, and the same wall on the left side, going completely straight back, and basically just building off the back of the house. So that would, it wouldn't cause an issue with us being able to live in the dwelling during construction, because it'll block everything. We'd be blocked off because our existing house wouldn't be touched at that time.
Okay. But you can go up, you can go to the left and you can go back.
Yes, but okay. The way to go to the left, we would have to shift the whole addition sideways, which would be like, it would cause the back of the house to kind of jut to the right again a little bit. And where the stairwell falls in the wall, we wouldn't have access to that where we'd like to put it. Which I can show you in the prints if you'd like to see.
Yeah.
That. Yeah. So
next page. So this is the current floor plan. This space right here in both, in all three, this is the existing back wall now. This is the existing second floor. So if you notice that there's dead space here, that's because the ridge line comes down like this, and these walls are technically only about 3 feet tall. So like it comes down at a steep angle. This is the existing first floor. The first floor is a pull-through garage with a small kitchen with a living room off of it. So basically this is our access to the second floor. So this will be our access going into the new addition. And then where our current sliding glass door is on the second floor is where this would be the access to the addition there. So there is currently a wall here, which we could put up a temporary wall here and a temporary wall here during construction. So it won't impede on our actual dwelling without having to do it. So with our architect, the only way that we could feasibly do what we'd like to do that would allow us to really utilize the space that we have, this is really the only feasible way to do that.
What's on the other side of the property?
On the other side of that would be the front.
This is the back.
Correct.
We want to go the back.
We're going off the back of the house, yes.
You're going that way.
Correct. So this, the driveway is technically right here.
And you can go to the left. What's here?
Nothing. But the way that the roof line is we cannot tie in another dwelling really off to the side without doing considerably more construction to the existing house. So basically, the way that we would do this addition, it would allow us to...
the existing house causing, you know, extra costs and things of that nature.
Okay. Do you have any questions?
The only thing I can tell you is that the law states that you have to make reasonable use of a property. If you can't make reasonable use, then you have a hardship. So the fact is that you have three other sides of the house that you can use would not affect a variance.
So
that's just the law. That's not our law. That's just the
right. And the issue with that is the only feasible way to really come off of the house the way that the house is technically built without, again, doing a significant amount of reconstruction to the existing dwelling, it would be a severe impact both financially and, you know, physically to us, because we literally couldn't live in the house during construction. So we would
basically, that's just the way that the house is situated and the way that the house is currently built. There's no real way to do that without causing severe impact on other things.
Our bylaws clearly state that financial is not something that you can put in there. Say financial is not a hardship. Monetary is not considered a hardship on our laws, on our bylaws. I understand that it could be cumbersome and cost effective in that respect, but just wanted to let you know that.
Can I add my 2 cents? I live next door.
You have name and address.
Identify yourself.
Fred Massa.
There'll be a time for everybody to speak.
All right.
So let them make their presentation, and then you have to allow the public.
Yes, I will. Everybody. Yeah. So basically what's going to end up happening is if we can't put the addition on the house, we're not going to be able to live there anymore. We're going to have to sell it and move.
And we don't want to do
that. And we would rather stay here because we enjoy the property. We like, you know, we live right on the reservoir. We like the, you know, we like where we live. We like the area. We like, you know, the proximity to stuff. And, you know, my wife works for the Superior Court, so she's a mile and a half away from work. And, you know, I work in Milford. Well, I work all over. I'm a service plumber, so I'm all over the, you know, this general area. But, you know, for us to, if the variance doesn't pass and we can't figure out an easy way that both financially fits our situation and, you know, then we're going to have to sell and leave, and that's it. So there's no two ways about it. We can't, like, going back to the architect to draw another set of plans is going to cost another, you know, $3,000 to get another set of prints drawn to draw up a whole nother situation. And then on top of that, to find another place to live for the duration of construction, that's going to not be feasible. So it's either we figure out how to do this or we leave. So.
Yeah, if I may, just by follow up on the chairman's comments, financial hardship is not a hardship basis for granting a variance. But is there anything specific about the topography of the property, the location, structures, lot lines, anything that would be a legitimate basis for a hardship?
I mean, the only hardship that I can think of is you can't raise that. Can't bring a family in with 700 square feet in a single bedroom house. It's just not going to work. But aside from that, no. I mean, technically, there's nothing that would be imposing. The only thing that I can say is it's technically the way the house was placed on the property would be the only thing that would be, you know, detrimental. It's just where if the house was turned, you know, say 8 to 10 degrees. You know, counterclockwise, we wouldn't even be having this conversation because I'd be well within the plot lines, you know, the setback lines.
John, do you have anything to add?
No, I'm okay with it.
Mr. White, don't forget, he's on the phone too, so he would be
interested. So okay. John, do you have anything to add?
No, I'm okay with it.
Mr. White?
I believe the applicant stated what I think the real hardship is the regulation, the irregular shape of the lot, putting the house where it is, creating the hardship of not expanding it the way that he intends to do.
And making reasonable use of it on the other three sides. When what we want and what we can do within the guidelines to create a variance.
I understand that you're prerogative.
I can't hear you.
I'm sorry. I said that's your prerogative as a commission. That's correct.
Okay. You guys all set? That's so what I'm going to. We will close this portion then at this time. And yeah, and then I'm going to open up the public portion now.
The only thing I can say is that the next neighbor's house is to the property line is far less than our existing.
Well, they could be pre-existing non-conforming. So. I'm sure we have a couple of these. As a matter of fact, we have one application in here already that's pre-existing non-conforming.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, I'm going to ask from anybody from the public portion who would like to speak on behalf of this application only.
Yes. My name is Fred Massa. I've lived in this town for 58 years. 64 Academy Hill. These kids are my family. Okay. I signed the variance for this. I don't understand what this, all this is about, that you guys have anything to say about 6 feet for my family to build an addition. I don't even understand why we're even going through this. These kids have been waiting a year to do this. Why is there any kickback? It should be on me. I should be the one kicking back. But I love the kids. This is my family. I don't understand this. Please explain it to me. Please. Are you going to say, well, do it on this, these other sides? The kids got it all planned out. I don't understand why there's any issue at all. They were worried about this. And I told them, don't worry. I signed the variance. They can come over 6 feet. 6 feet? What's the problem? Please, that's all I got to say. That's my letter. I signed it. Let the kids do it.
I have no record. Your letter to whom it may concern, I, Frederick Massa, residing at 64 Academy Hill, and neither of the applicant regarding the subject property located at 131 Avenue. Requested that no objection to granting this variance for construction of the additions on the subject property.
If you have any questions or concerns, please feel free to contact me. Fred Massa, 64 Academy Hill Road. Okay.
So when do we get an answer?
When we're finished with this. Anybody else from the public wish to speak on behalf of this application? Not hearing any. We're going to close the public portion. Guys, we can discuss and deliberate at this time.
Is there anyone that's against this application?
Yeah, there's one. Yep. So I can. What?
From the public.
Oh, is there anybody from the public that objects?
Yeah. Go ahead.
No. Well, Kevin, you have anything more to add? Anybody from the board?
No. Council? I'm all set.
No.
No? Like I said, you need four votes. You can table this and we can come back next month when you have a full board of five. I'm offering you and extending that one more time.
If it gets denied today, what happens? I hit reapply?
Yes. Where you can table this and you don't have to reapply.
You can't reapply for 6 months. You can reapply, but the board doesn't have to.
I understand what it is.
Excuse me, if you're going to speak, just come up to the mic.
Okay? Yeah, what I'm saying is basically what you're indirectly telling me that we're losing.
I'm giving you the option.
He's stating for the record that there's only four members of the board here.
And you need a unanimous vote.
You need all four to vote in your favor.
Okay.
So if there was a fifth member, the math is different.
No, I get it. It's the law of averages, so like the more people. So
you,
I mean, at this point, do you
wish to table?
Do we have?
I signed the variance.
It's legalities, Fred. So, well, I guess let's hear it.
What do you guys got? I mean, what could be the objection?
Sorry. Yeah, my wife is interested to know. So at this point, we'll have to re-go in 6 months if it's denied. So
you don't have to wait 6 months. We have the option to do that, but we don't have to wait. I'm just giving you an opportunity to table it so that way you don't have to pay for the incurrence again.
She wants to know. So
okay. All in, who wants to put the motion together? Anybody? You want to put the motion together? You want me to do it? Okay.
Do a motion to approve and see if there's
and then see if there's an approval. That's the best way to do it. Yeah. I'm going to ask for a motion to approve application number 5 for Scott and Lauren McCoy, on One Prindle Avenue. Appealing the Derby zoning regulations in 95-11-E-6 to reduce bulk size yard setback requirement for 16 feet to 10 for the purpose of building in addition to the existing building. Do I have a motion?
I'll make the motion.
Motion made by John. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, second by Jeremy.
Yeah.
It's your brother. I'm sorry. Jeff, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I oppose. So the application is denied.
Proposal?
Yes, for the reasonable use. Yeah.
Can I ask a question?
Yep.
If Mr. Fred Massa gives his son-in-law 6 feet of his property, they don't have to come back to his board.
That's right.
That is correct. If your father-in-law,
lot line adjustment.
You could do a lot line adjustment and then you don't need an approval. You don't need a variance.
What is involved with that?
He just
okay.
He just has to give you the land.
Okay. All right, so we'll look into that. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Item number 8, applicant Romel and D. Moses, 86 Smith Street, Derby. Come on up. Appealing the Derby zoning regulations of 195-13-E-8 to reduce bulk rear yard setback requirement from 8 to 6 feet for the purposes of an above ground swimming pool replacement. State your name and your address for the record, please.
86 Smith Street, Derby, Connecticut.
And your name?
06418. My name is D. Moses.
And I am Romel Moses.
Okay. How are you?
Well, how are you doing this afternoon?
Okay, you go ahead.
Well, we're seeking 8 foot to make a 6 foot rear to our property. I have a note from my neighbor in back, the property that's next door to me.
Were the letters handed to Lisa for everybody who's affected it within 150 feet around the property?
I have all the copies here.
You have them? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Can I see them, please?
Yeah.
Hold on. I have a copy of the letters that I made out. You were supposed to have all this stuff.
Did you bring it to the office here?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Lisa okay. copied everything.
Yeah.
Sorry.
London.
And we just replacing the pool. We replaced the pool in the 90s.
Yep.
When we bought the property, well, there was a pool there when we bought the property. So all we're doing is replacing the pool.
Okay.
Now, when I bought the pool, they don't sell anymore 15 by 25. The standard now is 15 by 26. So that's all we're doing, just replacing the pool. If I could move the pool back further from the property, I will. But we have
a deck
on it around the pool.
Yeah, I see that. Understood. And it's not a permanent structure.
Yeah.
So. Okay. This is pretty self-explanatory, guys. Do you have anything, Kevin? Do you have anything, Corp Counsel?
Is there anything unusual about your lot? Is it smaller than what the zone requires, or
Well, when we first moved into Kirby,
no,
there
it's
was a pool there,
right?
And then we took it out, and now we want to replace.
Another. I understand.
Yeah,
the board just needs to state a reason when they act on the motion. They should state a reason for the hardship. So well, that typically
the only thing we're doing is just replacing the pool. That's it. Is
well, they just don't make them that size anymore.
Right.
Yes, it's a standard now from what they told us.
And I did look. Right. I did look up Namco is where you bought it from, and I was online yesterday, and I can verify that is in fact.
And I already bought the pool. It's sitting in my basement, going like this.
Well. Yeah, but I looked that up, and you're right. The standard size is not the unique size. Yes, could you go smaller?
Like I said, I already bought the pool. So
financial is not
actually the 26 the foot that is there is on the 8 foot side, so it's not. You know, affecting that side of the pool. It's the 15, which always was there. And like I said, my neighbor don't have any.
Yeah, the neighbor.
I have a letter from him, which you should also have it.
We have that one. Yeah, read this. Yours was there when they bought the house. Counsel?
Yeah, I was just looking to see if there's... So you've got existing structures on the property that prevent the pool from being in any other location, potentially?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because it's wrapped with a deck. It's not like they can move it.
Just need to state a reason. Just trying to get your
reason. And what? Okay, so now I have to clearly articulate that in there.
That's the existing location of existing structures.
Okay. Not Jeremy, Jeffrey. John? John?
I have no questions.
Okay. Is that all? All right. You could have a seat. Thank you. At this point, I'm going to ask anybody from the public who would like to speak on behalf of this application. Anybody? Okay. We're going to close the public portion then, and we have a discussion. What are your thoughts?
Wait, they tore down the existing pool. They just want to put a new
one. They put a new one up.
It's bigger, though.
It's, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a foot bigger, but they're seeking a two.
What's the deck's permit?
The deck is, yes. So the reason why they're asking for the variance is because a permanent structure that currently resides there inhibits them from allowing to be able to move the pool in any of the directions.
What's the next size down for pool? If you would return that pool, what small pools?
What?
They don't have a round pool that low.
I'm sorry.
They don't have a
press the button.
Okay. They don't have a pool.
You say an oval, smaller than that. The only thing you can do is go around pool, and that's going to make it so awkward. And it would probably be more, it probably encroach his property even more.
Because if it's like this, mm-hmm. and as opposed to like this, then you're encroaching not only 2 feet here, you're going to encroach all over here.
Oh. I lose you guys.
Okay, Kevin, anything to add?
No, I think it's pretty self-explanatory with a non-conforming use being not made any more non-conforming.
Right.
If it was in, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
this one I think is pretty clear.
Yeah. Okay. You have anything else to add? No, everybody's good. All right. I'll make a motion. Make a motion to approve the Rommel and D. Moses, 86 Smith Street, appealing the Derby Zone Regulations 195-13-E-8 to reduce the bulk area yard setback requirement 6 feet for the purposes of an above ground swimming pool replacement due to the existing structures that exist on the property. So I'll make that motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Doesn't matter. Seconded by John?
Yes.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? All right. Motion carries. You're welcome. Have a good evening. Yes. Okay.
So who will come in to see Lisa tomorrow?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Number 11 on the agenda, applicant Thomas Krasinski, 4042 Water Street, appealing the zoning Derby regulation 195-20F1 to reduce minimum lot requirement from 2450 square feet to 1421 square feet, and 195-20F to reduce minimum rear yard setback from 8 to 4 feet, 9 inches, for the purpose of having an apartment above an existing garage.
Good evening, everybody. How are you?
Just state your name and address, please, for the record.
Thomas Krasinski of 30 Water Street, Derby. I have this garage that I currently rebuilt that was in the family for the last 50, 60 years. It was prior to a family home that burned, and it was turned into a garage, but the foundation remained. I put a second story up for storage purposes on the garage, but it was an idea that came about to maybe possibly put an apartment up above it, because, you know, roughly, I think it's 750, 800 square feet apartment above it. I'm looking for a few feet off the back to a piece of property that is non-feasible for building to anybody behind me, or to the right of me. The property to the left, I currently own. And just seeing what I could do here, if I could chance to even do an apartment, or if I could go to a business slash office that sustains the business above it. It's one or the other. I try for the apartment one more time and see where it goes. Parking for the apartment would be in the two bays underneath it. So, and just trying to figure stuff out. Hardship is that I'm trying to get, you know, my father down to the first floor apartment, and because he's having issues walking. Someone close to him, because he is getting older in age. And, you know, to give him the care that he needs. So.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anybody from the public wish to speak on this application? Anybody from the public? And you've sent your letters to your neighbors? Okay. Lisa Housing. So you came in front of us, what, a year ago? You want to come back up to the microphone? I have some questions for you. So you came up.
I came about a year ago because Mr. Casa built my garage.
Yep.
It is an existing foundation, but he built the garage for storage, and he came with an idea of possible an apartment above it, and for me to live into. You know, because it's still close, very close to home. I like Derby. You know, I've lived in Derby my whole life. So, and we had the idea of coming about as an apartment. You know, it went from a dilapidated structure of a three bay garage to something that's much more presentable on Water Street, as you probably drive by and see. I'm trying to, you know, see what I could do with the property to make it work.
Yep.
You know.
Jeffrey, you were here on the last one, right? You remember right. This application? Okay. You had mentioned that it was originally a house.
Right.
Okay. And then it burnt down.
I believe so. That's what I was told.
Okay. When was that?
Back in the 40s.
Okay. And since then, our zoning regulations in the 1960s have come up. So when we start getting assessor's cards and we do everything, we have everything in the computer, the history of that right. property, it doesn't show ever of a house, right?
It doesn't.
I'm asking.
I don't know, because I'm going back. I don't know. I wasn't around then, but the address.
So when the rules came into play, that was a garage. It wasn't a house at that time.
At that time. No.
Right. Probably. John?
No, I remember the applicant coming before us a year ago, and the board voted no.
Kevin, you have anything to offer?
No, except I met with the applicant. I explained to him
that the process had already been one of denial, that the upstairs storage area would be allowable, but the apartment probably was not going to make much sense, but he proceeded to apply anyway.
Okay. Corporation counsel?
I have nothing.
Okay. There's nothing else here? I think I already asked. Anybody from the public want to speak on this application? If I didn't ask that, I'm asking it again. Nobody? All right, we'll close the public portion. Thank you. We can deliberate now, guys. So, you have anything you want to add?
So I'm just curious. So you want your father to live above or on the?
No, I currently reside in the first floor now. I want him
to live down, but his apartment needs extensive rehab.
So he's on.
He's on the second floor, in the building next door. He's on the second floor. Okay. So I want him to move down so I can move over one. And so
what are you going to do with the apartment upstairs?
It needs extensive rehab. So at that point, either I move back in and convert this to an office, or what? It's going to be roughly a year time of me living in the apartment or whatnot. You know, me trying to get him to move down. Because he is going to be 78 this year and he has a hard time walking. And this is, you know.
So you want to bring him to the first
floor? I want to bring him to the first floor. And then I was going to, when I finish this apartment above the garage, move into the garage. Then once I remodel his apartment, I move into that one and make that an office slash that did the business. That was, you know, supported the business underneath.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
You're good. All right. You can have a seat. Do we have to do two separate motions here? If we approve
it's a single application, right?
But we can not stop him from continuing to go forward as a business as he was trying to do originally. What he's asking for is an apartment.
I'm not sure what approval he has in place now. He's. Because if it's an apartment, it's a principal structure. So you're very.
That's completely different. But if it's just a business.
If it's an accessory structure, business, that could be different.
So.
It's a garage.
That's right.
Not before you.
That's a
different
application.
Yeah, I don't see.
I'm trying to avoid him coming back again for one and not the other.
Yeah, but I think he's going to have to. Because I'm not sure what he's.
He might not need a variance for a bit.
No, I don't think he. Yeah.
This is not for the use. You're not. He's not seeking a use variance. He's seeking.
An apartment, yeah.
Well, he's seeking to. It's building under construction. So, is there a structure there now?
There is.
Is it? It's just a. It's completed, or is it framed? Or?
It's framed and sited. It is sited for a storage unit
above a garage, and the front wall was replaced because it was dilapidating. But the original rest of the foundation was the original structure of the garage that was built back. What?
So it was a non-conforming
structure. Back, yes, correctly. It was a non-conforming structure. All I did was I did storage above it, but then the idea was to either do an office or do an apartment, one or the other, which will.
Well,
I think for the variant.
That's not necessarily true. Because when they applied for the work upstairs, the permit was to convert that area into storage area.
It wasn't until we found out that they were doing plumbing work in there that the whole story changed, and that storage area then became, no, it's not a storage area, it's an apartment now. So that was never the intent when the permits were given out to allow an apartment to be put up there.
Right.
Well, we were originally started with storage. Then we decided to see if we could go for an apartment. I had a heating quote come in.
You started to put in the plumbing.
There is no plumbing in the building.
There's no plumbing in the building?
No. There is no plumbing. I wanted to get an estimate for a sewer line because I wanted to put a bathroom in the garage. But there is no currently plumbing in the building. There's an old sewer line that's still a collar in the street, but that's capped off. But there is currently no plumbing in the building.
Yeah, because we stopped you from doing it.
But he may not need a variance for the existing garage,
right?
Accessible garage.
I just didn't know if we needed to approve. That's what I'm asking. The application.
It's already been permitted
for that. Okay, Kevin. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
All right. A motion will be on the table for Thomas Krasinski, 4042 Water Street, appealing the Zoning Board Regulation 195-20F to reduce the minimum lot requirement from 2450 square feet to 1421 square feet, and 195-20F7 to reduce minimum rear setback from 8 to 4 feet 9 inches for the purpose of having an apartment above the existing garage. Do I have a motion to approve? Okay. You want me to change it? Do I have a motion to deny?
I'll make that motion.
Motion made by John. Do I have a second? I'll second it. All in favor? Aye. Aye. Okay. Motion carries to deny application as it is. Thank you.
That carried unanimously?
It was carried unanimously. Okay. Next item on the agenda is item number 14, application Dritten. Soleimani, 17 Hawthorne Avenue, Derby, Connecticut, appealing the Derby Zoning Regulation 195-53A to allow construction of a second floor attic apartment without off-street parking. Okay. State your case.
There's the third. Good evening, everyone.
State your name and address.
Rajan Soleimani, 17 Hawthorne Avenue, Derby, Connecticut.
Okay.
It's a third floor. It's the store, the apartment, the second floor that I live myself. And then the third floor is an attic, existing space. I want to turn it to apartment for my elderly parents. Mom don't drive. My father, if he drives my car, which the vehicles that he uses, they're already there as we speak. And also, as you can see, a copy, I got it from all the neighbors from the beginning of Orton Avenue by the 6th Street garage all the way to the cemetery. Basically, I cover 95% of the neighbors supporting me for that. Also, can I say, during the day, it's plenty of parking there. And at evening time, it gets a little bit tight. Only reason because everyone wants to park right by the house. They can park a little bit farther down, you know. But it's only parking.
But you have to provide parking. You have to be able to accommodate parking for it.
Well, that's... for my parents.
So
my mom don't drive at all.
Parking, yeah, but and eventually they may, you know, we all move or they move on. And then you're going to have an apartment up there where you're going to have somebody renting it. And you need to be able to provide parking, whether they're there or not. Right. So when you have a business, you have to be able to provide a certain amount of parking to accommodate the capacity of the place. Do you have that?
That's when you have a business, but that's an apartment. Usually for private business, you got to have a parking lot. You have so many parking spaces, but this is a street parking. It's a public parking. And it can always be found parking.
Okay.
And it's an existing attic. It's not, we're not expanding anything or just going to be existing space.
And essential character. So you have no off-street parking?
It's do not, you have reserve someplace else? No, only street parking, whatever it's on the street.
Even for you?
Even for me, yeah. There's just plenty of parking spaces. Just like I said, most of the people prefer to park right in front of their house. But if you go a little 50 feet down or 100 feet down, you find plenty of parking. I've been there 30 years, actually. It's today 30 years that I've been there. And I know the area pretty good. And I'm convinced we have plenty of parking.
And you're across the street from the A&M Club.
Yeah. I mean, also wanted to mention, I wanted to do a legit apartment by the rules and everything. You know, most of the landlords these days, 80% that do things and they're going to do it by the rules.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to do it everything by the rules.
What's the height in the attic? What's your clearance up there?
Oh, you got me on that. I don't know at the moment, but it's high enough.
You have a print of layout of it?
The print should be.
You have that in here? This is.
Yeah.
We have so many blueprints here tonight.
Yeah, that's the one.
This one here?
Yeah. It's definitely over 8 feet.
Okay.
Because if I go with my hand all up, I can't even get close to it.
So it's 35 by 36. It's a 2-bedroom. You guys have that? You have this print?
No, you just have the one.
You just have the one? There's not one up there for you?
No, I had these big prints are just one copy.
Okay.
For the table to use.
There's already one apartment at this building?
Only one.
Business and then
yeah, apartment? It's 100% owner occupied.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're increasing the back because there's no parking on site. So you're increasing the
back. We're increasing, right, which we, how can we, it's already non-conforming.
Also, I don't know if I think Lisa made copies, all the neighbors supporting it. I did a petition.
Yeah, I have that here.
Yeah.
Yep. But we're already in non-conforming, as Corp Council said. So to add to a non-conforming. You understand?
I mean, but the parking wise?
Yeah.
I mean, I'll say to the council, during the day, 70% of the parking spaces are empty.
Right, because people are working. And then when
during the night, and it gets a little tougher, but it's still plenty of parking. As long as you go 50 feet down, or it's plenty of parking, or 100 feet. I mean, as you can see it in the council, I don't know if he has a copy, all the neighbors are supporting it.
What's that?
Yeah, I saw it earlier, but the problem is the regulations require the parking, and even though there may be street parking, if everyone converted single family to two families, then you run into less and less parking for everybody. It has to be, it's not personal to you, it runs with the property, so you know, when you sell the property, the variance is always there to make it, so it would be a two-family. You're really looking less for parking variance than you are use variance.
But the, no, not necessarily.
Well, you're in a multifamily zone.
Yes.
No, it's a CR zone. It is multifamily.
Okay, then take that.
But it really is a parking thing here tonight more than anything else.
Yeah.
Yeah. Agreed. I wasn't sure if it was what zone it was in.
No, it's
a multifamily.
Yeah, it's multifamily. It's the parking. Parking. Go ahead, Kevin. I'm sorry.
This is something that I wanted to talk about for a little while. The regulations are very clear that any increase in use in two specific areas call for the parking under 195-53A off the street. And then to make that matter even more complicated, in 195-55, residential zones parking spaces required for all uses shall be provided on the same lot as the principal use. So my question tonight really not only applies both to this application, but to ones that I probably feel from 10 to 15 calls a month. Did the applicant try to get parking across the street at the AM club? There was talk about that earlier 2 weeks ago. Did that ever happen? No.
Did you ever get parking permits?
No, I did not. I spoke to them. They did not say no, but they did not say yes, and I did not get any clear answer.
Okay.
Okay. And then the question to the commission then is, if the 195-55B, where it says shall be provided on the same lot, would that then even matter if he had given a yes answer here tonight? If he had gotten permission by the AM club to put this additional parking across the street, would that satisfy the commission that this application would then be okay?
Okay. So here's the thing. Do they have a right to pull that anytime they want? It's their property.
Well, you would have to sign a lease. You would have to sign a lease and put it on file.
Right, like a 99-year lease or something like that.
Correct. Or whatever.
It would have to be more than just
it's not a handshake.
License or lease.
Yeah.
Or parking
license. A handshake or piece of paper or a letter.
But it would have to be a vested legal right to park there for 99 years.
Yeah.
Or longer.
Correct. But would the commission, would this even be looked at favorably by the commission? Or are they going to say, no, our regulations are clear that it says that it has to be on the same lot? Now, that really puts probably 80% of the properties on the west side of Derby out, because they're never going to be able to have that.
Well, that's not a decision for this board.
I'm bringing this up tonight just to put some ideas in people's heads that maybe we have to look at this regulation a little bit more into the future.
Right.
But that's a planning and zoning matter.
That's a planning and zoning matter. Right. No, but
that's a planning and zoning matter. That's a way different discussion.
Yep.
And it really is not even like to try to contemplate that tonight would be completely
No.
And I'm not asking. I'm just bringing it up tonight because, like I said, well, I'm fielding calls
one
minimum 10 to 15 a month.
Right. Okay. Is that it? Or do you have
anything? Yeah, if you have any question.
Okay. Does anybody from the public, item number 15, anybody from the public portion wish to speak on this application? Anybody?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Yes, my name is Ron Sill, 73 Grove Avenue, Derby.
That name sounds so familiar.
I know it. It's kind of old. I'd just like to say Danny has been an asset since he's came and bought this in this neighborhood. He's done nothing but improve the neighborhood and his building. He runs a business here in Derby on this property. And as he said, today is his 30 year anniversary at that building. And people park in front of his place and take his parking from his business. They have an 8-family building, which I guess was given a permit next door to refurbish with no parking. And I just like to give this guy a little support and say that I'm in favor if anything can be worked out. Thank you.
Okay. Now, the 8-family was already there, right? Pre-existing non-conforming, Mr. Yeah. Stowe?
I guess there's been nobody in it in about 25 years.
And they haven't changed the topography or tried to add on since it's been that way, no. Right? Okay. Right.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks. Anybody else from the public wish to speak on this application? Anybody else from the public wish to speak? Okay. Close the public portion. Now we take action on the application. Anybody want to chime in here?
I would like to make a motion to approve this application.
Okay. I'm going to give every applicant an opportunity, just so you know, you have to have a unanimous vote. Do you wish to table or do you wish to go forward before we put a motion on the table?
Repeat the form.
Okay. Explain. Oh, you weren't here. You weren't here when we, you weren't here when we first started the meeting. So there's only 4 board members here this evening. Normally there is 5. Okay. You need to get 4 votes. So if you want to proceed, you have to have all 4 votes here tonight, or you can wish to table this to next month or our next meeting where there will be 5 members. And it just,
no, the reason I'm thinking is I'm listening next month. I will not be here. I'll be on vacation.
Whenever you can table it to whatever, right? I think the following month, they have 60 days. 65.
65.
Yeah. And you're allowed to extend it. You have 60 days and then you can ask for an extension. But if you want to table this when you have a full board, I'm giving you the option because tonight, right now, as you speak, you need all 4 votes. So I'm, what do you want to do?
I've been on the board first time in my life, so I don't know how this works.
So if you get one no, then if you get one no from us tonight, then the motion is denied. If you get one no when you have a full board, it still passes. There you go.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay, so you want a table? Okay. I'll make a motion for...
Just have to say it for the record.
Say it for the record.
The name or...
Just say for the record, I'd like to table this.
Oh, I'd like to table this issue.
Okay. For the record, just note that Mr. Sulmani, 17 Hawthorne Avenue, appealing Derby Zone Regulation 195-53A to allow construction of a second floor attic apartment without off-street parking, is making a request to table this.
Yes. Okay.
I don't think we need a motion on that, do we? No. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Item number 17. North 40 Holdings LLC, 2325 North Avenue. Appealing the Derby Zoning Regulation 195-17AE4 to reduce bulk front yard setage requirement from 5 feet as per approved variance granted on March 10th, 2021 to 2.5 feet for the purpose of an addition that would allow code compliant expansion of the existing building in business. Okay.
Attorney Dominic Thomas, Cohen and Thomas, Derby, 315 Main Street, Derby, Connecticut, representing the applicant. I electronically submitted the notices. Here's the original of the railing. And I have 11 by 17 of the three-page submission in case the commissioners would like it here. They all have, yeah.
That, yeah, that, we that, have that here. You have this, right? Pages. You got this, right? Vincent's Master. Oh. Who is the you have Apollo Pizza on here?
What?
Apollo Pizza? Mark, Gus?
I'm sorry.
These are the letters that you sent out, right?
That's not the that address is Sonsini.
Unseen?
Sonsini.
Oh, Sonsini.
Sonsini.
Okay.
Is that comes up in that address for the assessor's record?
And the property up behind you?
The cemetery.
Is the cemetery. And what's the, right, the the people right next to the cemetery. Your parking to the left.
Yes.
The very next house.
Okay. There's a substantial distance between that. That's Piscinary.
Piscinary.
That's Piscinary. That he's in there.
David Piscinary. Okay.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
checking.
Yeah. Those are we did the 150 foot according to your assessor's GIS.
All right.
While an attorney and Jason Carlucci, the owner of Dewdrop, and the principal and the property owner is present here. Since this was raised, I do not think this is relevant at all to this case, but in an earlier case, it was mentioned that this zoning regulation in the city of Derby, I think it's 195-80B, that someone cannot make reasonable use of their property is a condition. And I think Attorney Lima argued against Attorney Cole of my office in Jersey, and the appellate court declared that to be illegal, that isn't a reasonable condition in which to deny a variance. That's added on because people still have to prove yeah. But in this case, we have a truly unique piece of property with respect to the area. This is extreme, as you can see from the first site plan that I submitted, which was submitted to the planning and zoning, and then it was realized that they had to obtain a variance for the addition. So a little bit of background, the reason there's a 5 foot is because during COVID, we approached the Zoning Board of Appeals for the purposes on the, direction correctly, on the north side of the property, the uphill side of the property, was going to be a patio. And the patio, in order to accommodate the patio and the sidewalk, the regulation is, the variance was granted to 5 feet for the patio. And the reasoning for it was to prevent, at that time, the person, the attorney representing the cemetery was present to indicate that no one really wanted site work. In other words, no one wanted a cutting into the hill, which goes straight up from the back. If you look, while it's hard to see somewhat, if you look at the site plan, you can see the lines behind the building, and that is basically where, as the property goes up very sharp. And everything. However, the business has been, as I'm sure you're aware, quite successful. And as the business is successful, there is a need within there to expand the kitchen and also to make some code compliant matters with the addition. So the second page of what I presented to you is a cropped version of what the location of the proposed addition, which as best, and I did discuss this, I will say for the record, I did discuss this also with Ryan McAvoy, the consulting engineer for the Planning and Zoning Commission related to the plans. And as best as they can determine, the building that exists is approximately 2.8 feet from the street line, and the application we're applying for is to make it 2.5, and the reason was actually a suggestion from the consulting engineer that these property lines, as accurate as they are, they may vary in with the building, so they wanted to make sure that there was a little bit of an additional float of at least a few inches when you're doing it. But as you can see here, we are not going any farther with the addition, is not going any closer to the street line. And what we're asking is that the variance that was granted now be extended for the purposes of this addition on this side to 2.5 feet from the street line. Obviously, this property is an extremely unique shape property, and that's the hardship of it, is that it prevents the business, because of it, it prevents the business from expanding without extremely unusual, at least the kitchen especially, and that side, from expanding without having to cut back into the cutback into the hillside and do an enormous amount of site work.
Why can't we cut back into it? I thought, well, that was the original plan, was to do it, and you were going to go forward with that.
So
there was at that time, because I was on that committee.
Yeah. So right. Originally, the plan was COVID, so everything was, outside at the time. So we wanted to go left, and right.
State your name and address for the record. Sorry.
Jason Carlucci, owner of the Dewdrop Inn. Originally was to go outside.
Your address.
Oh, 25 North Avenue, Derby, Connecticut. Good.
Is that your home address?
Oh, home address. 11 Pedico Lane, Trumbull, Connecticut.
Okay.
Good?
Yeah.
So like I said, originally we were planning to go left. It was COVID. Everything was outside. And then there was the whole blasting that became a big concern, really, to be honest with you. And at the time, the price was just, it was just astronomical, to be honest with you. And then after thinking about it, it was just like, it's just, I was just happy that I didn't do it, to be honest with you. It wasn't something that I wanted to, it was something I wanted to do at the time, but was concerned if this happens again or how long this is going to last. And then I thought, with all the blasting, that's concerning, and not even sure, if you blast, what's going to happen, how long it's going to take, how much deeper it can get. I decided just to back off of it and the heck with it and just stick with what I have, which is, what the Dewdrop is now.
The reasoning for the 5 feet was to reduce the amount of site work on that side because the cliff comes in. With respect to the site work, if you recall, I'm not sure if Attorney McCabe spoke at the hearing, but the cemetery was extremely concerned that they did not want blasting going back. Neither did Mr. Piscineri want any blasting to take place. So the amount of that was going to be proposed with that was reduced substantially by bringing the patio up to the front. And if you remember correctly, mm-hmm. the rear portion of the patio was going to function as a retaining wall into the property. Now we're going on the other side.
Other side.
The other side where we don't have to do, if we don't have to move it back to the, we don't have to do any site work, but also in doing the addition, and Jason can explain to you what's in the addition. Why don't you explain?
Yeah. So another real quick though, the big difference is now like to blast, there's things in front of the cliff now. Last time blasting, there was just parking spaces. This time there's the building sticks out, the walk-in cooler is there. So there's a lot more to work around if I had to blast around. Plus the building is literally right up against the cliff, the back part, the kitchen. It kind of is like a L, and that part is closest to the cliff behind it. So it would be a lot more dangerous and detailed and a lot of things involved. What I'm doing is basically just like you said, just trying to expand my kitchen so I could keep up with the demand, to tell you the truth. So
you're doing the whole length, which is yes. Also in the restaurant. And what about upstairs?
So with the main portion is to do the kitchen, and I figured while we're at it, let's try to do some a little bit more. So what we're doing is, you know, I have the two apartments upstairs, rental apartments upstairs. So we're just going to go to the right, if you're looking obviously to the right, and we're going to try to take the bathrooms. If you guys, if anyone here has been to the Dew Drop, the bathrooms are inside as soon as you walk in. So we like to just basically move the bathrooms to the right in front of the kitchen. Upstairs is just going to be an office for myself, because I use basically the apartment up there now for my office. And then storage for the bar is going to be upstairs, a storage area over there.
The dry storage that we were
going to put in,
we were going to put in on the other side.
So upstairs is not currently rented?
No.
But the expansion upstairs in the addition is for his office.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not for the expansion of the apartments. It's for the
No, I'm not the expanding office, the not expanding the apartments at all.
Under the Mill Design District is an appropriate use within the Mill Design District. Because this matter, you understand, has to go before. Once the variance is granted, it has to go for site plan approval before the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Any other questions? You have anything else to add to your application?
No, I think that clearly the shape of the and the topography of the site.
And it's already non-conforming in today's zoning regulations. So you're asking for another non-conform. You're asking to expand the non-conformity. Now, we gave a variance once.
Right.
Now, are you willing to drop that variance?
Yes. Yeah, they're
I mean...
Yeah,
because what's to you to say later on? I changed my mind.
Listen, so we're going to drop it. I don't care.
That's fine. No, we take a mile and we get a variance here and a variance here. Like, at what point do you outgrow this unique property and the conformity?
No, I get it. I didn't know we could do that. Otherwise,
your business is great and it's going well. But at what point do you outgrow when you I want to build up? I want to do.
The variance
approval. We could drop the other one. That's fine. I didn't know that was possible. Otherwise, I would add it.
I defer to your corporation counsel, but the variance that you approve here can be as a condition of it, revoking the previous variance, and it will be recorded on the land records because it was the same applicant. Brian, is there any?
You're not expanding any of your seating?
No. What do you mean by expanding? I'm sorry.
You're going the whole length of the building, right? So you're going to increase your kitchen, which your kitchen when you walk in is into the back right.
Yep.
But in the front right, you have
seating. Yes.
So are you going to increase the seating?
Yes, I'd like that.
So by how many? And do you have
two tables? I'm just not going to. So I would like to, when you walk in, you know, the bathrooms are right here.
Yeah.
Knock those bathrooms down. It's just going to fit two tables. And then in the plans, look, the bathrooms will be to the right in a little hallway right there. There'll be a hallway with the two bathrooms right there.
Okay, so the two seats where the men's room is right there.
Yeah.
Right by off the bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is where you're going to have. And but to the side where you're expanding, there's going to be no more seating there.
No.
Because I want to make sure you have the parking
for
the capacity and how many people, more people.
Oh, parking.
We have part of the previous.
Well, now that you have the parking, because you're not doing this variance on the left side and you're reducing the parking there. So if you were doing, you understand where I'm going here.
Yeah.
You're going to reduce it on the left. You're going to shrink it on, you're going to add more to the right. And then I don't know how many you're allotted.
That's why I'm asking.
Yeah.
Sure. There is an agreement as part of the previous approval and with the planning and zoning. You had to submit an agreement because Mr. Carlucci is involved with both LLCs. So the other LLC owns the parking lot, which was purchased by him from Derby Cellular.
Mm-hmm.
I happen to be on the other side of that purchase representing Derby Cellular. So that parking lot is dedicated solely for the Dewdrop parking. And there is an agreement on the record that we had to put on the record for the previous one that it is connected to anything related to the Dewdrop.
My question strictly was, does he have enough parking?
Oh,
If he was adding on seating, that was
if he it, he could
how
add
many
on,
parking spots
he could add on more.
Probably around 60, just in the top lot.
And how many is your place hold? What's your capacity?
Capacity 75.
Okay.
I only have 55. Capacity 75. But yeah. I have 50.
Yeah, I think
only
have 50 stools in there. It's not, you know, the with the parking lot at the corner of Park and North Avenue, he's substantially overparked.
Between the lot and the parking spaces to the left of the Dewdrop, I have over 70.
Does somebody know how many spots you need for, is it one per person?
Well,
Kevin or Corp Counsel, would you know that answer?
We have to comply.
Kevin?
That's why I said to you that we have to comply with when we go for the site plan approval.
Okay. DBA will answer that, but let me give you a question. It goes on. Okay. Restaurant, one space per two seats.
What's that? I can't hear you, Kevin. I'm sorry.
One space per two seats.
One space per two seats.
So how many seats do you have?
55.
So we need 20.
Okay, so you have more than enough.
20 some odd spaces. We have 70 some odd
spaces.
Then that's fine.
Okay.
That's
what. But we have to comply. Understand, we have to comply with that when we go to site plan approval.
Right, because they're not seeking to provide parking. So when they submitted their site plan and zoning, showing the location
right.
of the building, depending on what's inside that building, they would have
to. They would have to, right.
Come back.
Jeffrey, have any questions? John Kowarik, you still with us?
No, I have no question. I'm still with you, yes.
Oh, okay. How about yourself, Mr. Reed? No? All right. Well, you guys are all set?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah. Item number 18. Public portion. Anybody from the public wish to speak on this application? Anybody on Zoom? Anybody from the public portion wish to speak on this application? Go once, going twice. All right. Action on, yes.
Just Mr. Chairman, just although Attorney Thomas was here, there are only four members of the board tonight.
I understand. It's my client who's willing to go forward.
Is there anybody against the application?
I gotta come back. How long?
Oh, a month. If you table it.
It is what it is.
You sure?
Positive.
It's only a month.
If you get one no right now, it's denied. You have to come back and put another application. If you get one no next month with a full board, it'll pass. So you need a full board or you need a unanimous tonight.
When's the next meeting?
Next month. Well, we're going to come up with the calendar and item number 20.
Wait.
Okay. Can you just come up and state that for the record, please? Either one.
We have no, we would request that the decision, because I assume the public portion's been closed, we'd have no, we'd request that the decision be tabled till those are full board.
Okay.
Motion grant.
Chairman, since the fifth member is not here tonight, when he votes next month, he should state that he's familiarized himself with the record.
The record.
Yeah. Listen to the tapes. That'll be for next month.
Okay. All right. So
that was tabled.
Item number 17, North 40 Holdings. Appealing the zoning board regulation 195-17A to reduce the bulk front yard setback requirement to 5 feet as per variance granted March 10th of 2021 to 2.5 feet for the purpose of an addition that would allow code compliant expansion for the existing building and businesses has been tabled.
Did you? I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman.
That's okay.
Did we want to keep the public portion open until next month? Just in case anything was.
We can reopen.
You can reopen it.
Normally, the public hearings are closed. You know, right. Officially, this one hasn't really been closed, but certainly, I never. You know, if the public portion can be kept open, I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
In case any other evidence, but also that would allow us, with respect to the fifth member, to refresh him.
That's what I point. I think it would be helpful in this situation.
Yeah.
Particularly if you're inclined to withdraw the other variants, perhaps you could submit something to that effect.
We can reopen the public portion. Yeah.
Well, I don't think it was officially closed, but I think it should be clear for the record that it remains open for the next meeting.
That's fine.
Was that the case on the previous one too, or?
I don't think there was a there was a motion to close it. No, I don't.
I said it three times.
Okay.
Well, then you have to have an.
Oh, no.
Is it anybody? I said, is there anybody in the public wish to speak three times?
Yeah.
And then not hearing anybody, we move on to the next.
Okay, that's fine.
Isn't that? We've done it. I don't know. I'm following. All right. Okay. Item number 20, approval of 2024 meeting calendar. Is the third Thursday of every month at 6:30. Good with everybody? Okay, I'll make a motion to adopt the third Thursday of every month at 6:30 for our meetings.
I'll make that motion.
And located here at the Derby City Hall in the Alderman's Chambers.
Or Zoom.
And or Zoom. So motion's on the table. Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Reed. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Motion carries unanimously. Item number 21, a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Jeffrey, seconded by John. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, motion carries. Record. Note the time is 8:07 p.m.